You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 7th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How NYC Deed Theft Prevention Uncovers a Dark Past. New York City officially launched the Office of Deed Theft Prevention in April 2026. Mayor Zoran Mamdani created this specific office to protect vulnerable homeowners in Brooklyn and Queens from predatory real estate scams. The city appointed Peter White to lead this important effort. This new initiative serves as a direct response to rising displacement within Black communities. Officials recognize that losing a home is rarely the result of a personal financial failure. Instead, it represents the latest chapter in a long history of predatory housing practices. This modern housing crisis has deep roots that stretch back nearly a century, long before the term deed theft became common. Discriminatory policies systematically stripped wealth from Black and brown New Yorkers. Many minority families are currently battling aggressively to save their ancestral homes from fraudulent transfers. While national economic policies under current President Donald Trump focus heavily on broad federal deregulation, local leaders in New York City are actively building specific safeguards. They are taking direct action to protect vulnerable property owners from exploitation. The historical context explains exactly why these specific neighborhoods remain so vulnerable today. Black residents have long fought against systemic barriers to equal property ownership. Scammers use highly sophisticated, AI-generated documents to target neighborhoods where property values have tripled over the last decade. This targeted wealth extraction reveals a complex system of abuse. The creation of a dedicated prevention office marks a significant shift in how the city handles real estate fraud. The Federal Homeowners Loan Corporation created residential security maps during the 1930s. These controversial maps outlined neighborhoods like Bedford, Stuyvesant, and Jamaica in red ink. The federal government labeled these areas as hazardous for investment simply because of their racial makeup. This racist practice denied Black residents fair access to traditional mortgages. Because standard banks refused to lend to them, Black families were forced into predatory contract sales. These rent-to-own agreements were incredibly harmful to minority buyers. Under these mid-century contract sales, buyers gained absolutely zero equity until they made the very last payment. This grueling process often took 15 to 20 years to complete. Sellers held enormous power and could unilaterally cancel the entire agreement if a buyer missed a single payment. The seller would then keep all previous financial installments and evict the family immediately. Many families struggled under these harsh conditions, and some historians argue they continued to face involuntary servitude through these extreme financial traps. This historical practice set a clear precedent for modern deed theft scams. The systemic denial of fair, traditional loans left entire communities deeply exposed to predatory practices. The negative effects of these outdated policies are still highly visible in the modern housing market. Black families continue to face similar systemic obstacles when attempting to build generational wealth. Exploring these historical financial struggles highlights the vital importance of echoing historical exploitation when examining current local housing policies. The city introduced the third-party transfer program in 1996 under the Giuliani administration. The original stated goal was to rehabilitate distressed, blighted buildings by transferring their titles to nonprofit organizations. However, the program quickly transformed into a blunt tool for stripping generational wealth from Black homeowners. By the late 2010s, investigators discovered that the city was actively seizing million-dollar brownstones. The city took these valuable homes over incredibly small, erroneous utility bills. In one particularly severe instance, the city seized a Crown Heights property appraised at $2 million. The city took this valuable home over a contested water bill of less than $4,000. This shocking wealth extraction devastated families who had held clear titles for decades. A 2019 court ruling eventually found that the city had violated the Constitution by seizing these properties without providing just compensation. This monumental legal ruling forced a complete freeze on the controversial program. The third-party transfer controversy highlighted exactly how official city mechanisms could unintentionally aid in rapid wealth extraction. Many hard-working families permanently lost homes they had owned for several generations. The systemic failure of city oversight left deep, lasting financial scars in rapidly gentrifying Brooklyn neighborhoods. The resulting public outrage shifted public attention toward the urgent need for better legal protections. The fight against these unfair property seizures often mirrors the modern challenges of shaping political dynamics to protect economically vulnerable communities. The 2008 financial crisis completely devastated many minority neighborhoods across New York City. Black and Latino homeowners lost an enormous amount of household wealth during this turbulent period. Scammers actively exploited this widespread economic vulnerability by offering fake foreclosure rescue services. These criminals convinced desperate homeowners to sign away their actual property titles under the false disguise of providing financial aid. They used high-pressure tactics to confuse elderly owners. Another major issue that arose from the 2008 crisis was the sudden creation of zombie deeds. This confusing situation occurs when a homeowner completely vacates a property after receiving an official foreclosure notice. However, the lending bank never actually completes the legal transfer of the property title. The homeowner remains legally and financially responsible for the abandoned house. Banks often abandon these properties because the required maintenance costs far exceed the actual market value. Financial institutions usually fail to notify the original homeowner that the foreclosure process completely stopped. The homeowner is then left in a terrifying legal limbo. They suddenly face mounting property taxes and expensive code violations on a home they firmly believed they had lost. This extreme legal confusion creates the perfect environment for modern deed theft. Scammers specifically target these abandoned properties and quickly file fraudulent paperwork to illegally claim complete ownership. The long fight against property fraud reached a dramatic boiling point in April 2026. Councilmember Chi Assey participated in a highly visible, tense protest in Bedford-Stuyvesant. He passionately protested the sudden eviction of Carmela Charrington. She is a longtime resident whose family had continuously lived in their brownstone home for 60 years. A Georgia-based conservator managed to sell the family brownstone to a corporate development firm through a very complex cross-state jurisdictional loophole. This specific legal loophole allows foreign conservators to aggressively manage a ward's assets across state lines. The conservator simply files authenticated appointment letters in the local New York courts to gain control. During the peaceful demonstration, police officers threw Councilmember Assey forcefully to the ground and arrested him. Video footage of the violent arrest spread rapidly across social media platforms. The shocking images sparked widespread, immediate outrage across the entire city. This dramatic public event permanently shifted the political narrative surrounding deed theft. The community framed the urgent issue as a systemic failure of government oversight rather than isolated incidents of individual fraud. The angry public demanded immediate, concrete action from elected city officials. Mayor Mamdani quickly responded by significantly accelerating the official launch of the dedicated prevention office. The surrounding community unified powerfully around the cause, showing the deep cultural strength of celebrating kinship resilience during times of crisis. For many frustrating years, the New York justice system treated deed theft primarily as a civil contract dispute rather than a serious crime. This incorrect classification created a massive legal loophole that severely hindered criminal prosecutions. Scammers easily framed their highly aggressive actions as legitimate business transactions. This defense made it incredibly difficult for city prosecutors to firmly prove criminal intent. Despite receiving thousands of official complaints over the last decade, the state secured fewer than 30 criminal convictions prior to 2024. Attorney General Letitia James actively championed new, aggressive legislation to finally close this glaring loophole. The new law officially made deed theft a distinct form of grand larceny. The state boldly reclassified the terrible crime as a Class B felony if it involves three or more properties or targets elderly victims. A criminal conviction now carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 1 to 3 years in state prison, with a maximum penalty of 25 years. This critical legislative shift significantly raises the financial and personal stakes for real estate scammers. The updated law also generously gives victims up to 5 full years from the initial theft to seek legal justice. Additionally, new regulatory rules specifically allow the Attorney General to officially pause any pending evictions during ongoing fraud investigations. These new legal tools completely transform how the city protects its most vulnerable property owners. The Office of Deed Theft Prevention actively uses advanced digital tools to fiercely protect property owners. The office is officially tasked with flagging suspicious property filings in absolute real time. The system relies heavily on the automated City Register Information System to monitor every single document filed against a residential property. Registered homeowners receive immediate email or text alerts within 24 hours of any new deed or mortgage filing. This rapid, immediate notification allows owners to file an official fraud notice incredibly quickly. Fast action effectively prevents scammers from legally selling the stolen home to a secondary, unsuspecting purchaser before the authorities discover the theft. The Prevention Office also intensely focuses on educating neighborhood seniors about the severe dangers of zombie deeds and fake rescue scams. Officials train homeowners to easily identify red flags, such as aggressive demands for upfront cash fees and illegal guarantees, to completely stop the foreclosure process. City-sponsored legal clinics provide incredibly necessary support for victims actively navigating the highly complex court system. Scammers frequently target paid-off homes worth well over $1 million. They aggressively attempt to secure these valuable properties by paying as little as $120,000 through deeply fraudulent short sales. The newly established real-time monitoring program aims to completely stop these incredibly unbalanced, predatory transactions before they ever finalize. The creation of the dedicated prevention office represents a vital, necessary shift in local housing justice. The city is finally treating property fraud with the intense seriousness it truly deserves. By clearly connecting historical redlining to modern digital fraud, government officials acknowledge a long, painful history of predatory real estate practices. Losing a beloved home in New York City is almost never the simple result of a personal financial failure. It is very often the tragic outcome of a vast system designed to extract massive wealth from minority communities. African-American residents have bravely endured several decades of highly discriminatory housing policies. From the deeply oppressive contract sales of the past to the high-tech forgeries of today, the threat to black homeownership remains incredibly persistent. New criminal laws and dedicated prevention offices offer a remarkably strong defense against these financial attacks. Protecting generational wealth ensures that working families can permanently remain in the neighborhoods they originally helped build. As the real estate market continues to rapidly shift, these specific protections will be absolutely essential for long-term community stability. The city must remain consistently vigilant to actively prevent future exploitation. Criminal scammers will continually look for new loopholes to exploit vulnerable homeowners. The ongoing fight for true housing equity continues daily, but these powerful new tools provide genuine hope for a much more secure future. By heavily prioritizing housing protection, New York City sets a highly important standard for urban centers across the country. Copyright African Elements.